Kay Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief, the White House Budget Office says layoffs of federal employees have begun as the government shutdown drags on. CBS's Torian Small on Capitol Hill says there's no end in sight.
Democratic leadership and Republican leadership in both the House and Senate are more interested in these public attacks on each other than negotiations that could yield a substantive resolution.
Wall Street is deep in the red at this hour after a post by President Trump on social media. Here's CBS's Jason Brooks.
Stocks took a quick and deep dive into negative territory after President Trump posted on Truth Social that China is becoming very hostile with its move to increase restrictions on rare earth exports.
The president says he'll travel to the Middle East next week for one very busy day. Here's CBS's Zach Hudak.
There'll be a ceremony for his arrival at the airport, and then he will head and give a speech to the Israeli legislature. He then heads over to Egypt.
Then it's right back to the U.S. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. FEMA has sent nearly $92 million in flood disaster aid to southeastern Wisconsin, mostly to people in Milwaukee County. County Executive David Crawley reports today that over 15,000 residents in Milwaukee have received help and thousands are applying for low-interest loans. Two disaster recovery centers are open in Milwaukee County to help people with their applications. The deadline to apply for FEMA assistance is about a month away. Milwaukee's streetcar could hit the brakes if one alderman gets his way. Scott Spiker says instead of raising the city's wheel tax from $30 to $40, Milwaukee should cut the hop and save about $7 million a year. The Common Council delayed the wheel tax proposal this week and will revisit the full budget next month. Police in Milwaukee say there's clear evidence both men fired shots during a deadly confrontation following a car crash yesterday. It happened at around 8:25 near 49th and Mill Road, when police say an off-duty officer was attacked by another driver who police say pulled a gun and hit him in the face. The officer then fired his service weapon, killing 26-year-old Elijah Wilkes. Investigators say they did find a gun at the scene and confirmed both men exchanged gunfire. The officer, a 21-year veteran, was treated at the hospital and is now on administrative leave. The name is Wausau, the location is New Berlin, and the number of jobs lost is 67. According to a filing with the state, Wausau Equipment is closing its New Berlin facility in December, cutting 67 jobs. The company, known for making snow removal products, gave no reason for the shutdown. If you're driving through Milwaukee County this weekend, be ready for another big freeway closure. Parts of 41, 43, 894 will shut down tonight at 11 as resurfacing continues around the hail. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a three-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. The first inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 540 WAUK.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, even a rumble of thunder, will eventually move out this afternoon. Some breaks of the clouds late with highs in the mid and upper 60s, gusty southwest winds. Tonight's skies turning clear, lows in the mid and upper 40s. It's 57 at our studios.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Jennifer Sullivan of the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. We break down what's going on with MAGA's refusal to talk about making healthcare affordable for Americans under the ACA.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. A couple of geeky science things here. The first is a planetary health diet could save 40,000 people from death every single day. That's pretty amazing. This is, first of all, a third of greenhouse gases. This is an article by Damian Carrington, by the way, out of the Guardian. A third of greenhouse gas emissions come from the global food system, and taming the climate crisis is impossible without changing how we eat. If the more meat you eat, the more you are destroying the environment is the bottom line. And so they put forward this diet that if the whole world adopted it, this is 70 leading experts from 35 countries on 6 continents. And it's called the PhD diet, the public health diet, or excuse me, planetary health diet. And it's real straightforward. 5 portions a day of fruit and veggies, 3 to 4 portions a day of whole grains, 1 portion a day of nuts, 1 portion a day of legumes, you know, beans, peas, lentils, 1 serving of milk, yogurt, or cheese, 3 to 4 eggs a week, 2 portions of fish a week, and 1 portion of meat a week. And even that would be optional. So I think that's pretty cool. I mean, this whole you know, the eat more meat thing. I mean, outside of the weirdos, you know, the Bob Kennedys of the world who are like, you know, very into this, eating meat ages you more rapidly. And, you know, puts a lot of stress on the body, particularly the kidneys, all that protein. And it's unnecessary. In fact, vegetable protein is really, in many regards, a superior protein. So consider changing your diet to save the world. Also, I have a piece over at wisdomschool.com. It's titled, When the Body Forgets to Ask for Water. And this was this is based on a story. This is last weekend. Last Saturday, in fact, a week from tomorrow, Louise and I went down to Forest Park. This is Forest Park is the largest urban park in the world, and it's right here in Portland, and it's part of the Tualatin Mountain Range. And so, it's a park where you don't just, you know, walk trails; you climb trails. We went up, according to my Apple Watch, we went up about 35 flights of stairs, 35 stories, and. We do a 2-mile walk every Saturday and every Sunday morning in Forest Park. And last Saturday I got started and my Apple Watch keeps track of my heartbeat rate. And my heartbeat rate started spiking at 145. Now my resting heartbeat rate is 57. Normally, on a really getting out of breath exercise, which this was, we were on a particularly steep trail. Normally my heartbeat rate gets up to around 130, 135. And so I was like, what's going on here? And then it suddenly hit me. This was at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the last, you know, I had a half a cup of coffee in the morning. That, you know, when I wake up, I have a half a cup of coffee. That's my morning thing. And the last time I had drank any liquid at all was before I went to bed. So it had been like 14, 15 hours since I'd had any liquids. I was dehydrated. But I didn't notice it. So anyhow, I got a bottle of water out and drank about 8 ounces of water. And within 10 minutes, my heartbeat rate was back down to 130, even though I was still exercising. And the problem was that my blood had gotten too thick, too viscous. And that sets you up for a stroke or a heart attack. So I came home and I plugged this question into one of the large language models, one of the GPT models, and just asked, you know, at what age do you stop noticing when you're thirsty? I mean, you know, is this, am I unique in this? Because I just don't get thirsty anymore. And it said in your 60s. You know, when you end your 50s, you will stop there's an actual whole chemistry thing. It laid it out, you know, the particular enzyme and reaction with the nervous system and all this stuff, where the body just doesn't, your signal that you're thirsty just isn't anywhere near as efficient as it used to be. And so people end up with all kinds of problems, the main ones being strokes and heart attacks, but the secondary category being kidney damage, because they allow themselves to get dehydrated and don't even realize it because they're just not drinking enough liquids. So for the last week, I've been drinking, you know, green drinks and fresh squeezed juices and smoothies throughout my show and throughout the day. I'm starting to pay attention to this because holy cow. So anyway, I wrote an article about it, complete with the science and all the links, you know, to the science and all that kind of stuff. UCA Health has noted that up to 40% of adults over 60 experience chronic dehydration. There's an article in the Journal Nutrients and the American Journal of Epidemiology, how age-related changes to fluid balance, thirst perception, and kidney function combine to create what they call low-intake dehydration. This isn't the kind of dehydration that leads to hospitalizations. This is the kind of dehydration that causes strokes and heart attacks and kidney damage. There's a big study out of the National Institutes of Health showing that failing to stay well hydrated radically increases the long-term risk of heart failure. Not heart attack, but heart failure. Because, you know, when your blood thickens, clots can form more easily. They can travel to your brain. That's what a stroke is. There was another article in Progress in Cardiovascular Diseases about this. So anyhow, it's all over at wisdomschool.com. It's the top story on the page if you want to see it. And I, you know, recommend you pay attention to it. And if you know anybody who's over 60, share it with them. It's free. It's over at wisdomschool.com, and you can pass it along. So those are my stories for the day. What's on your mind? Elise in Portland. Hey, Elise, what's up? Elise, watching us on Free Speech TV in Portland? Elise, I'm going to put you on hold. You're listening to your TV instead of your phone. There's a time delay there so we can bleep obscenities and stuff. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom. You know, I keep hearing about Keith, and I think I've called you a number of times about it was a real organization in Germany.
Yeah, it was called the White Rose Society you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about... there was a White Rose Society, and there was Antifa.
Oh, really?
Anti-fascist.
There was an organization in Germany called Antifa? I mean, it's...
Right, they were...
That would be English, not German.
What's that?
That would be English, not German. The word anti in English is not the same word as it is in German.
But they did it... I don't know how they
prefix.
Pronounced it, but at the end they had action, meaning action. That's where the A comes from.
Uh-huh.
But they were real, and they did, you know, all kinds of, you know, stuff where they stopped the Nazis. They were violent and everything, and so they were a real thing. And, yeah, if you talk about the White Rose Society, everybody should know about that.
Yeah.
And about Sophie and her brother Hans, yep. Who were executed, beheaded,
yep.
Who were part of that group, and they were... Hitler youth when they grew up and everything, and then they realized stuff was wrong, and they got caught. And
yeah, they were pamphleteering.
Can I just read her last words?
Sure. This is from Sophie from the White Rose Society.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. How can we expect righteousness to prevail, son? How can we expect righteousness to prevail when there is hardly anyone willing to give himself up individually to the righteous cause? It is such a splendid day today, and I have to go. But how many have to die on the battlefield in these days? How many young, promising lives? What does my death matter if our acts, thousands are warned and awarded? Among the student body, there will certainly be a revolt. And and then she was beheaded by, it's another story, this guy Reichardt, who was the executioner for the Nazi government. Mm-hmm. And in the end, the Americans made him execute his Nazi bosses.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So, I think so.
Serious stuff. Bill, thanks for sharing that. Yeah. The White Rose Society, if you haven't read the story, it's worth plugging it into a search engine
Michael
and reading.
Mike Malloy was big on that.
Say what?
Mike Malloy was big on that.
Yeah, Mike Malloy. Yeah, well, and when Mike Malloy and I were back, we were both on IE America Radio back in 2003. There was a friend of ours in Ohio or Indiana who started a website called WhiteRoseSociety.org, as I recall, and she was it's a trans woman who was cataloging all of our shows, and I don't know if it's still there or not. I don't know if she's still doing it. But I used to support them financially and promote what they were doing. I'd have to look it up now. But, the White Rose Society is a big deal. Bill, thanks a lot for the call. Pauline in Los Angeles. Hey, Pauline, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, let's see. I wanted to bring up an important thing that we need to target Fox News more if we're going to really make a difference, because when it comes down to it, this is a cultural fight. This is a cultural war that they've been prepared for and preparing for decades and decades. And it's not going to do us, we're at risk of losing everything if the cities that are being, invaded, that Trump is sending troops to, if these things are not getting onto Fox News. Because really, Fox News still has very, very far reach, more so than any of these other internet things or OWN or whatever.
Yeah, more people watch Fox News than MSNBC and CNN combined.
Yeah, I mean, I have family members that live in red states or red, towns, and they're not political people, but they just, they just want to fit in, right? Mm-hmm. They just want to go along, and so they don't really realize how much they're not seeing. They're just not even getting it. And so one of the things I recommend is, things like slogans like Fox News is trash.
Yeah.
Now the word trash is very familiar to a lot of people.
Yeah.
They remember that. Nobody wants to be called trash. People living rurally.
I like that, Pauline. I like that. Also, some people are setting their grandparents' TVs with the child locks on Fox News. Thanks, Paul.
Tom Hartman program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a second. Stay with us. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with rainbow rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown. On This Week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, with Dawn Levine and Neil George of Waukesha Resist talking about their big demonstration coming up at Cutler Park on October 18th, plus more about local politics and all the things that are important to us.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Find the podcast at waukradio.com.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
J.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look lip, please.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
3030. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
They call me a radical. They shout and they sneer, but I'm fighting for a future that's honest and clear. For the worker, the student, the sick and the poor, for justice and dignity, who could want more?
Past the hour. Welcome back. Yes, our manifesto. We want expanded Social Security. We want Medicare for everybody. We want free college. We want to tax the billionaires. Yeah, that's the far left manifesto. Alan in DeKalb, Illinois. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Sean. I just want to say that each and every time we hear the word Antifa, our knee-jerk counterpunch should be, what about Profa?
As in pro-fascist?
The single biggest threat to Constitution and our democracy.
Yeah.
And if they ask what the heck Profa is, just tell them it's the pro-fascist movement that MAGA is pushing in our faces every damn day.
Yep. Yep. Well
right?
said. Well said. Can't contradict that one.
And also, I just want to encourage every American listening to pivot from engaging in victimization outrage to just go on the offensive every chance you get and be the opposition.
Yeah. Yeah, we have
to. Do whatever you can do.
We have to stand up. If we don't defend our country, we're going to lose it. Thank you, Alan. Well said. George in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm just wondering, you know, we know Trump was speaking with Netanyahu before the presidential election. Mm-hmm. There's similarities between, you know, what Reagan did with Carter, with the hostages, and, you know, basically just looking at a few months longer time frame here. But to me, looks like the same thing.
I don't think so. I, you know, because this started during the Biden administration, and for about 2 years, Joe Biden let Netanyahu get away with just bombing the crap out of Gaza. I think there's plenty of blame to go around here, George. I don't think you can politicize this.
Well, I know that, but supposedly the framework of this agreement was drawn up by Biden. You know, and now they're using it, you know, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't care who is the author of the framework. If it works, you know, if it actually succeeds in bringing peace to the Middle East, I'm all in favor of it. I'm just very skeptical. My sense of it is that Netanyahu, I mean, you know, Netanyahu's a criminal, or at least an accused criminal, indicted criminal, and a liar. And I just, you know, I think he's going to play Trump just the same way Putin's playing Trump. You know, he wants to keep destroying Gaza, Palestinians, and he wants to appropriate Gaza and the rest of the West Bank, just like Putin wants to take all of Ukraine. And both of them are giving Trump happy talk. And, you know, I mean, maybe this is real. Maybe this is going to happen. But somehow I doubt there's going to be a two-state solution at the end of it. George, which I think is the only thing that's going to really solve this problem. And I suspect at the end of this thing, you're going to see a Trump Tower in Gaza, which is just going to be an abomination. George, thanks for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards.
Thank you for having me. What we've done lately is, and we're incredibly excited about this, is we've added mouth tape to every purchase. And a mouth tape, I've treated thousands and thousands of patients. My patients say that the mouthpiece is great, but using it together with the mouth tape was the most significant change and difference that they've had. So we are incredibly excited about that.
Tell us about the campaign for breast cancer research. You've started with ZYPPA, and you've set this fundraising goal of $50,000. Have you been personally affected by breast cancer?
Everyone I know literally has come across or been affected or dealing with someone who has or had breast cancer.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we just lost one of our dearest friends a few months ago after a long battle. I mean, this awful cancer has to be stopped. The truth is, your immune system gets ravaged. And when you're fighting cancer cells or you're on radiation or chemotherapy, you don't get that quality sleep, the REM sleep. So everybody who buys a pink mouthpiece, October's the breast cancer awareness month, and we're going to donate $10 from the sale of every mouthpiece, which is going to come with the mouth tape as well, in honor of those who've been afflicted, to get this research and really get a cure going here.
How can our listeners be part of this campaign and make a difference?
It's simple. Just go to our website. It's ZYPPA.com. ZYPPAH.com, which is Happy Z spelled backwards because it's Happy Sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to ZEPA.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is the view from across the pond for Democrats who live overseas? We're going to hear from George King IV from Democrats Abroad. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. $92 million has gone out and more is on the way. FEMA has disaster recovery centers across Milwaukee County to help flood survivors get the assistance they need. Two centers are currently open, one at McNair Elementary in Milwaukee, another at Wauwatosa City Hall, though the Wauwatosa Center will close today. Starting Monday, a new center will open in West Allis at the Senior Center. The centers offer in-person help with FEMA applications, document uploads, and answering questions. No appointment is necessary. The deadline to apply for FEMA assistance is November 12th. The high school football playoffs will hit different this year across Wisconsin. Jimmy Koska has more.
October is the start of high school football playoffs, and this season, for the first time, teams will qualify using a new system. Wisconsin Football Coaches Association President Brian Kaminsky said that the new system rewards you for beating good teams.
You're getting rewarded for beating good teams a little bit more than just saying, boy, if you have four wins, you're in the playoffs or whatever it might be. So now it's not only wins, but it's quality wins.
Kaminsky said that the plan was rapidly approved by the WIAA with strong support from coaches around the state.
We had great support by the coaches, right? We had over 400 out of 420 head coaches respond, and I think it was like 88, 89% of the coaches were all in favor of this.
The 8-player playoff bracket was announced last Saturday, with the 11-player playoff bracket to be announced this Saturday. In addition to figuring out who makes the playoffs, the new system also seeds each team and assigns them geographically between four regions, a process that used to be done in the past by humans with the aid of computer formulas. Teams also know which division they are playing in at the start of the season. In the past, the divisions were set by dividing the qualifying teams equally between divisions the day after the regular season ended. You can see the playoff qualifying report for football and details on the new playoff qualification system on the WIAA website.
And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart
Waddles. This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, even a rumble of thunder, will eventually move out this afternoon. Some breaks of the clouds late, with highs in the mid and upper 60s, gusty southwest winds. Tonight's skies turning clear, lows in the mid and upper 40s. It's 57 at our studios.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at.
This is Donald Driver. Listen up. You never know who you'll see.
With 17 pro courts, there's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule, plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screens. Or catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children,
right.
So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like at Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like six tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk about the new Civic Media sports show, Make the Call, with Parker Olson and Greg Gunderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr is in the house. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Report. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it.
It starts with a whisper, a poison in the well. They call their foes traitors, say the free press fell. A strong man rises, cloaked in the law, writing new orders, erasing what we saw. Courts are packed, the truth's on trial. Votes are stolen with a gerrymandered smile. An iron fist dressed up as decree, selling fear as security. It's not a march, it's a slide. Every step justified. By the time you see the bars, you're trapped inside. Autocratic breakthrough, the glass is shattered now. We let them take it step by step.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So this is hysterical. Donald Trump gets a $700 million, whatever it is, $400 million jet from Qatar. We're now spending $1 billion to make it all fancy so that when he leaves the White House, he'll have a $1 billion jet to take with him, which is insane and emolument. It's a violation of the Constitution. He's breaking the law. But he took this bribe from Qatar. And what is Qatar? You know, everybody's been sitting around going, what's Qatar going to get in exchange for this? Well, the other shoe dropped about an hour ago. Qatar is getting an Air Force base in Idaho, for God's sake. Bright red Idaho, where they don't like Muslims. This is Amy Mack, who is the editor-in-chief of RAIR, an organization that advocates for the U.S. to return to Judeo-Christian values. She says, 24 years after foreign nationals trained in our flight schools flew planes into our buildings, our leaders are inviting their financiers to train inside our bases? We're being led by officials who no longer recognize or refuse to name the enemy they're inviting into our own backyard. But, Amy, Donald got his jet. He's got to give them back something. You know, with a bribe, you get the bribe and then you give what the bribe was for. Laura Loomer is hysterical. She says, well, I guess this isn't going to happen since we just gave the Muslim Brotherhood an air base in Idaho. So much for my decade of hard work trying to protect Americans from the threat of Islamic terror. She goes on, no foreign country should have a military base on U.S. soil. By the way, never thought I'd agree with Laura Loomer, but I do. She says, I've never felt more betrayed by the GOP. Laura Loomer goes on to say, Qatar is the biggest funder, or is one of the biggest funders of Islamic terror in the entire world, so much so that the Saudis and Emiratis find Qatar to be toxic. This betrayal stings. We are losing our country. Red Eagle Politics just couldn't even believe it. Just like, oh my God, this has got to be something that Antifa made up, right? He says, we aren't giving Argentina a free $20 billion handout, and we're not building an Air Force base for Qatar in Idaho. The amount of dishonest lunacy in this app is reaching new heights. He wrote that on X. Yeah, right. Good luck. And Ned Blount, who's an Utah state senator, points out that Idaho Republicans have been crowing about legislation that they passed is similar to legislation in Utah that, quote, blocks foreign ownership of land in their state. Well, it's not foreign-owned land. It's going to be American. This is a U.S. military base that we are giving to Qatar. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that special? You give Donald Trump an airplane, he'll give you an Air Force base in the United States where you can, I don't know, plan a terror attack or something, or maybe it's just a good thing. The Fifth Fleet is based out of Qatar, so, you know, this may not be, I mean, strategically, this may not be a terrible thing, but there is no benefit to the United States rationale that I've seen any. Now, you know, the reporting's probably going to come later in the day, and we'll hear all the excuses and all the reasons, but wild stuff. I mean, it's just wild stuff. You know, same thing with the United Arab Emirates. You know, Don Jr. and Trump's Steve Witkoff, his real estate billionaire buddy from New York State, Don Jr. and Steve Witkoff's kids, Don and Eric, and Witkoff's kids create this Bitcoin company or this crypto company. And then Steve Witkoff goes over to the United Arab Emirates, and they want to buy these NVIDIA chips, these very, very super high-tech chips that are never supposed to be sold outside the United States because, you know, of national security. And Witkoff and Trump say, hey, you know, give our kids $2 billion for their company, $2 billion. You know, $1 million, 1,000 times, give them $2 billion and we'll sell you all the chips you want. We'll sell you hundreds of thousands of chips. And you can resell them to the Chinese if you want. Has anybody figured out that these guys are selling off our country? I mean, Trump puts, you know, tariffs on China, and so China says, screw that, we're not going to buy your soybeans anymore. So we got soybean farmers in the United States who are going bankrupt to the point that we're running live aid concerts like we did back in the 80s when Reagan bankrupted the farmers. And so what does Trump do? He gives $20 billion, Steve Witkoff, or no, it's Scott Bessent, his billionaire treasury secretary, has a best friend or a good close buddy who invested a whole pile of, you know, billions of dollars down in Argentina, and it's going down the tubes. So Bessent comes along and says, hey, let's give Argentina $20 billion to stabilize their currency so my friend's investment doesn't get tanked. And what does Milei use that $20 billion for? He turns around and says, you know, we used to be collecting tariff revenue on our soybean sales to China, but we're not going to do that anymore because now we've got $20 billion, so we don't need to collect that money. So we're going to go tariff-free on our soybeans, and suddenly China says, hey, cool, screw America. We'll buy all our soybeans, you know, screw the American farmers. We'll buy all our soybeans from Argentina now. When are Republicans going to figure out that this administration, that the corruption of this administration is screwing their own voters? Theodore in Everett, Washington. Hey, Theodore, what's on your mind?
Thank you, Tom, for taking my call. I just want to remind everyone about the whole Epstein, because he was going strong. Everyone was talking about him, like with the trends going around. He peaked mostly around July 13th, but suddenly he has been going down. Let's see, what's the percentage? But like,
30%. Are you talking about mentions of Epstein or popularity of just mentions so like in the press of Epstein?
Like Google searches,
okay.
Mostly through Google searches and other trends.
Mm-hmm.
He's been going down, but well, like a little bit later when they got the birthday card came out, he did peak a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just been going down. The whole 2 week phase thing.
People are exhausted by it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. This 2 week thing that Trump learned when he was doing Celebrity Apprentice, that the attention span of the American public is 2 weeks. That's it. If you can weather anything for 2 weeks, you're good.
Yeah. Well, we went past 2 weeks. We went past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But it's only so much time that it can stay, and it's kind of going down. We need more mentions
mm-hmm.
of it. We need more people talking about it, because if this falls out, this is one of the things that got Republicans and people on the right to sway to the left.
Yeah,
was with Epstein, because also without releasing the files, like because they're not exposing the big lefties.
No, I get it, but it's going to pick up again when Mike Johnson tries to change the House rules around discharge petitions, so that, you know, when Adelita Grijalva gets sworn in, she'll be the 218th vote, and he's trying to change the rules so that it takes more than 218 votes. I think it's going to backfire on him, but we'll see. Theodore, thanks for pointing that out. That's fascinating. Lisa in Santa Rosa. Hey, Lisa, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. So last night when I'm watching C-SPAN, there was a lawyer who was supposedly representing Portland, Oregon, and she was representing Portland against, to the 9th District court, telling them why Portland did not need, you know, Trump-directed military on the streets of Portland.
Right.
She was, let me just say, sorry about this lady, but she was the worst lawyer in the universe. If she was, I don't know, I got so frustrated with how, I don't know, misdirected she let everybody get, how little information she had. It was kind of like she was like representing Portland, Oregon, but she was...
couldn't she just say there's no crisis here in Portland?
She said she was trying to say we don't need them here, and they were asking her questions, and she was totally inept. That's all I got to tell you. I had to turn it off. I got so mad.
I'm sorry to hear
that. Sorry about that, you guys in Portland. Yeah. Bye.
I'm sorry to hear that, Lisa. Lisa, thanks for the report. I had no idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the it's Anything Goes weekend here on the Tom Hartman program. Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. And informing the world from our bunker here in war-torn Portland that, you know, if you're worried about the furries, then... come to Portland. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, that's what we're presenting to ICE, right? We got furries dancing. We got, you know, 84-year-old people getting beat up by ICE. I mean, that's about it. If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knockbox now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16. Get organized and save.
The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd to 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head over to waukradio.com to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make space on your shelf for new favorites.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities, so do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking kicking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read. It could save your health and your wallet. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, and read the top five collagen warnings. Getnativepath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Sandy in Nelma, Wisconsin. Hey, Sandy, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I was going to go backwards here with Elon Musk and Donald Trump and our Social Security numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious if you think that once we get this dictator out of office, God willing, that we will all have to be issued new Social Security numbers because they have all of our info.
They do. They are keeping them on an insecure cloud server in the cloud, apparently.
Right. So
according
to
reports.
They can,
Big Balls has them.
New ones, so they don't have information to that.
I know. It's crazy what they've done. It's just crazy. But yeah, I think so. I mean, You know, they had to do that with Medicare numbers. You know, your Medicare number used to be your Social Security number, and then, you know, they got out there. You know, the Social Security numbers got so widely published. But now, you're right. This is just knocking down the door. Sandy, thank you. Thanks for pointing that out. Appreciate the call. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Happy Friday, Tom, and thank you for your wit, eloquence, and determination in these very challenging times. The way those adjectives, Roberts, describe the four Democratic governors who he believes are leading the fascism, and those Governor Pritzker, Newsom, Westmore, and Josh Shapiro. And Tom, Robert Reich is using to describe the Democratic governors who he believes are leading the resistance to Trump's fascism. And those would be Governor Pritzker, Newsom, Westmore, and Josh Shapiro. And Tom, as I've previously said, I think we need Schumer, Jeffries, and other Democrats in Washington to follow the lead of these governors, get out of their comfort zones and sound the alarm on Trump and Stephen Miller West for absolute power. Coupling an anti-oligarch economic populism with a strong anti-autocracy, pro-democracy position, it's not only the key to winning in 26 and 28, it's also very up to the public debate over this showdown, over this shutdown. You know, this isn't business as time for business as usual. And, you know, when we have some in the streets in major American cities and an entire
apartment building is being seized in a military-style operation, that has to be amplified into the national discussion. I'm sure you agree. And where would you put that in the context of referring to your Harvard report today, isn't this reminiscent of the Nazis ransacking apartment buildings looking for Jewish people?
Yes. Yeah. We're there. Yeah, we're there.
Yeah.
And ignoring the rule of law. I mean, you know what they did in Chicago without a warrant, kicking in doors, stealing people's property, bringing naked American citizen children out to shiver in the cold. It's criminal what they did, and they need to be held to account. So I'm with you. Jeff, thank you very much. Kino in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Kino, happy Freeze Day. What's up?
Happy Freeze Day. Real quick, tonight on C-SPAN at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock is a new program called Ceasefire, where there's an effort to find common ground between Democrats and Republicans. The salvation of this country is going to be Republicans getting away from the blind faith obedience to the Trump MAGA agenda. And I think Mike Pence and Rahm Emanuel are going to be the people guest tonight.
Really?
Let's encourage. Now, the Oklahoma governor having reservations about sending the troops, and Marjorie Taylor Greene breaking ranks, and Ted Cruz, Jimmy Kimmel supporting Jimmy Kimmel coming back on. The breaks are starting to occur in this groupthink in this Trump cult, and so tonight I'll point out people watch, and this might, if they let people call in, sometimes they do on C-SPAN, you know, we might use this program to encourage Republicans to break away from the MAGA cult.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight on C-SPAN.
Thanks for the PS, you know, appreciate it. Paul in St. Charles, Missouri. Hey, Paul, I have a little less than a minute. You got a quick one? Till the end of the show.
I'll try to make it quick, Tom. First thing I wanted to tell you by way of thanks is that you came into our lives, me and my wife, Jen, with Air America. And you came into our prayers when Louise had her cancer scare.
Wow.
My mom's name was Louise. Yeah. Pretty beautiful name. I just wanted you to know if you'd seen on the CNN on the internet that a former GOP election official has bought Dominion voting systems.
Yeah, I saw that last night. I don't know quite yet what to make of it yet, but it is concerning. In fact, I clipped the article and forwarded it to Greg Pallas and said, what do you think? Haven't heard back from him yet.
Oh, excellent. That's exactly what I was hoping you'd do, is dig into it further.
Yeah, I caught it last night. I didn't mention it today because I haven't seen confirmation and I don't know the details, but we'll get into that next week. Paul, thanks for the call. It's great to hear from you. I appreciate it, and thank you for your kind words and your prayers. It's much appreciated. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Frost, Nicholas Biller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine people who work on this program. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe, be good to yourself and the people around you, and we'll be back here with you on Monday. Be good.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great.
Hey, it's Dan Haney. Join me weekday mornings between 6 and 9 as 540 WAUK presents All News All Morning. We start the day with everything you need to feel informed. Stuart J. Waddles has Milwaukee and local news three times an hour, followed by Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk, CBS News, Mike Clemens in sports, traffic and weather, money and market updates. Start your morning drive with All News All Morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Stock indices have moved deep into the red at this hour. Why? CBS's Jason Brooks has that.
President Trump responded to China's tighter export restrictions on rare earth metals by threatening massive tariff hikes on Chinese goods.
American troops are only being paid for work prior to October 1st because of the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You've got millions of American families who will now have to figure out how to make their mortgage, how to cover their rent, pay the car note, keep food on the table.
The threatened mass firings of federal employees has begun as the shutdown enters day 10, with Republicans and Democrats locked in a stalemate. The 2025 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. The Nobel Committee called her just before the announcement.
I think it'll take me a lot longer to believe what I've just heard.
President Trump called Machado to say she deserves the award. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz. This